44 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
Virus de la COVID-19 et ses variants se propagent toujours au Québec. En cas de symptômes d'allure grippale ou s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, tels que la fièvre, la toux ou la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, ou si vous avez été en contact avec une personne infectée par le virus, il est essentiel de passer un test de dépistage et de respecter les consignes d'isolement, même si vous êtes vacciné. Le dépistage demeure un des meilleurs moyens de limiter les éclosions. Pour en savoir plus, visitez québec.ca/test-covid-19. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok. recorded in 1977 at the Bob Blank Studios, New York City, the Muntu Ensemble, and a piece entitled First Feeding Up. Jamil Moondock at alto saxophone, Mark Hennen at the piano, the two driving forces initially in the Muntu Ensemble, Arthur Williams at the trumpet, William Parker at the bass, and Rashid Bakur at the drums. As said, 77 recorded, released the same year on Jamil Moondock's own Muntu Records. That was a piece, First Feeding Up, from the release First Feeding, originally released on Muntu, and now to be found on a beautiful box set from No Business Recordings. And that starts this morning's edition of Jazz Amok. Good morning. Welcome. Glad to be back. Thanks to Alex for keeping the free jazz flowing on a Friday morning. We're here as usual, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca, all around the world, of course. My name is John B., and for the course of the next couple hours, as usual, some creative free jazz to fill your ears with. And you may have heard that Jamil Moondock passed away about a month ago. A definitely under-heralded character, musician, artist, interpreter in the free jazz world, a seminal figure really in the whole New York loft scene, and running his Just Grew Orchestra, upwards of 10 member orchestra, weekly gigs in the East Village in the 80s, and a flurry of recordings in the 90s and into the early 2000s. We're going to spend the first hour anyway celebrating the music and artistry of the great Jamil Moondock at alto saxophone, his main axe indeed. We're going to start off this first set with something from a 2000 recording at the Vision Festival in New York City, of course, released in 2018, 18 years later, by the great Eremite recording label. The Jamil Moondock Quintet, with Moondock at alto saxophone, Nathan Breedlove at the trumpet, the great Khan Jamal at the vibraphone, Cardinal Moffat at the drums, and John Voigt at the bass. For this outing, again, 2000 at Vision Festival, this is the title track, actually, to the release, Revolt of the Negro Lawn Jockeys, and it's all right here on Jazz Amok.
Thank you. Thank you.
Another Angel Goes Home, name of that piece. Moondock at alto saxophone, William Parker at the double bass, and that recorded live at Fire in the Valley Festival in Amherst, Massachusetts in 1998 and released on the Aramite recording label. First volume of New World Pygmies with Jamil Moondock and William Parker in that duo setting throughout. Another Angel Goes Home, indeed. Excuse me. Jamil Moondock and the Just Screw Orchestra circa 2001, recorded at the 6th Annual Vision Festival in New York City. From the album Live at the Vision Festival, released on the Eiler recording label, that was a piece entitled Cosmic Tabernacle. Jamil Moondock leading the whole shebang, conducting and playing alto saxophone with quite a shebang, quite an ensemble indeed. The legendary Zane Massey at alto saxophone, Michael Marcus at the baritone sax, Roy Campbell Jr. at the trumpet, Nathan Breedlove at the trumpet, Steve Swell at the trombone, Tyrone Hill, second trombone, Bern Nix at the guitar, John Voigt at the bass, and Gerald Cleaver at the drums. And that was released a couple years later, as I say, on the Aramite recording label in 2003. Prior to that, Jamil Moondock, and from a record released in 2014, recorded that same year, featuring Moondock in two settings. Zookeeper's House. The Zookeeper's House is the name of the release on the Relative Pitch recording label. And throughout the recording, Hillard Green, the wonderful Hillard Green, is at the bass, and Newman Taylor Baker is at the drums, Jamil Moondock, of course, at alto saxophone, and we heard Matthew Shipp there at the piano, and for the other setting on the release, Steve Swell, and the other reed is escaping me, but two brass players joining him. Anyway, beautiful piece there indeed, from, again, 2014, later in Jamil Moondock's career. Prior to that, from 2020 recording in Amherst, Jamil Moondock and the Just Crew Orchestra, and a release entitled Spirit House, released on the Aramite recording label. In Walked Monk was the name of that piece. Moondock conducting and alto saxophone, Lewis Flip Barnes at trumpet, Roy Campbell Jr. at trumpet, pocket trumpet, and flugelhorn, Tyrone Hill at the trombone, Michael Marcus baritone sax, Zane Massey tenor sax, Cardinal Moffat at the drums, Bern Nix at guitar, and Steve Swell at the trombone with John Voigt at the bass. 2000 recording from Massachusetts as well. And we started off that set As mentioned, live from the Vision Festival in New York City, 2000, and Revolt of the Negro Lawn Jockeys, Nathan Breedlove, Khan Jamal, Cardinal Moffat, and John Voight there, working with Jameel Moondog. That's Aramite recording. This is Jazz Muck right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. Just listening to a wonderful, I hope you agreed, hour of music there from the great saxophonist and band leader and creator, Jameel Moondog, who was born in Chicago in 1946, moved to Boston to study music, and then heard a Cecil Taylor recording and made his way. He hitchhiked, by all accounts, to the University of Wisconsin, where Cecil Taylor was teaching. Hung out there for a while, and then with Mark Hennin, the pianist, he moved to New York in the summer of 72, forming Muntu in a quintet with a very young William Parker and Rashid Sinan, who was soon replaced by Rasheed Baker. They became those two became the backbone, Parker and Baker, of ensemble Me Too before they themselves went to work with Cecil Taylor, of course. And William Parker cites Jameel Moondog being a very, very important musician and mentor in Parker's development, his own development as a musician. In the 80s, Moondog formed the Just Grew Orchestra and set up at Neither Nor in the East Village and for weekly gigs with that large orchestra. In the 1990s, after a bit of a lull, his career was revived to some degree by Aramite.